Three from 65 right there, three in a row. The Marvelettes, Don't Mess With Bill. And then we had the Capitals, Cool Jerk. Yep, the Capitals. And that's with a C-A-P-I-T-O-L-S. That's right, the Capitals. Could have been A-L-S at the end, but they spell it with O-L-S, and that's what it is. And then we had from 65, Fever, the McCoys. Yes, the McCoys. Wow. So, those are some songs from 1965, and we're here on Soundtrack of the 60s, and we are indeed talking about songs that made it up to number 7. That's as high as they went. 7 has the highest probability of occurring as an addition when rolling dice. Okay, that's the way that story goes. Okay, if you're a gambler at the casino, you know that. There are 7 basic musical notes, namely do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, right? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. And, you know, if you're playing guitar, for instance, and you're playing chords, you got A, a B, a C, a D, E, F, and a G. 7 chords. lucky number 7. It's my lucky number. Okay. A ladybug commonly has 7 spots. How do I know this? Because Carl the webmaster told me. That's right. Okay. We'll have more facts and figures and everything else coming along here on Soundtrack the 60s. Playing all the songs. I don't know about all the songs. Playing a lot of the songs from the 60s that made it to number 5. Like this one, What the World Needs Now, Jackie DeShannon, 1965.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. For some, oh, but just for everyone.
Come on, let me show you where it's at. Come on, let me show you where it's at. where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you what it's at.
Oh, I wanna show you.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is I Like It Like That. They got a little place down the track. The name of the place is I Like It Like That. And you take Sally, and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you what. Show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is I Like It Like That. The last time I was down there, they lost my shoes. They had some cat shouting the blues. And maybe you're yelling and shouting for more. And all they kept saying was, come and go. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at. Show you where it's at.
I said the name of the place is I Like It Like That. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is I Like It Like
Dave Clark 5, 1965. I Like It Like That. Yeah, Dave Clark 5. And before that, Jackie DeShannon. 1965, What the World Needs Now. Yep, there you go. You got it. Okay. Now, the next song is Positively 4th Street, Bob Dylan. Now, from Wikipedia, we get this information on musical structure and lyrics. The song, Positively 4th Street, like most of Dylan's songs, composed of a simple harmonic or chordal and melodic structure. The song is in the key of F sharp major. Yep. Dylan begins by telling the unspecified second person target of the song that they have a lot of nerve to say that they are his friend, and then goes on to list a multitude of examples. Yep. Examples of their backstabbing duplicity. While the lyrics are distinctly negative, the organ-dominated backing music is that of carefree or folk rock. The melody is somewhat repetitive, does not deviate from the harmonic progression set up during the first four lines of the song. Additionally, the song has no recognizable repeating refrain and does not feature its title anywhere in the lyrics. How about that? Did you know that? Founder of Crawdaddy magazine, Paul Williams, has noted that the song's lyrics are uncharacteristically straightforward and devoid of the rich poetic imagery present in the majority of Dylan's contemporaneous material. Thus, the song can be seen as something of an open letter to Dylan's intended target, with the top 40 airwaves serving as Dylan's means of communication. All right. So, let's listen to this very strange song, Positively 4th Street, Bob Dylan.
You're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. Behind my back, I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me you always act surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck. But you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out? I'd rob them. And though I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place, don't you understand? It's not my problem. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time, you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see.
Positively 4th Street, Bob Dylan right there, and you might understand the song a little bit better now that we told you a little bit about the song. Okay, that's from the 60s too. All these songs made it, all the ones we're playing, made it up to number 7. Now, here's an appropriately titled song for this particular program. From 1965, we've got Johnny Rivers, Seven Sons.
Talking about the seventh son in the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise the dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one that calls the seventh son. Sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one. Seven son.
All right, we had a couple there for 1965. We had the Johnny Rivers song, Seventh Son, very appropriate. And from 65, The Larks, The Jerk. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to say who they're singing about. But anyway, not anybody I know. Talking about seven. That's right. All the songs today during the show made it up to number seven. Most of the mammals' necks have seven bones. Yep. Another fact and figure here from Carl the Webmaster. Seven-year itch is a term in psychology which says that the happiness in a relationship begins to drop after 7 years of marriage. Is that right? Statistics show that on an average, couples divorce in about 7 years of marriage. Okay. All right, well, you know, I guess you all have to think about yourselves individually about that, so... That's the particular story. And we've got the Fortunes now. I guess some of these couples might want to sing this song. You've Got Your Troubles, the Fortunes, 1965.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today. Sit and wonder why. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You need some sympathy, well so do I. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know. Seen so long ago, oh, 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 that we were walking and we were talking the way the lovers do.
I said to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you. Well, I ain't true. You see, I lost my little girl too.
I'd help another place another time. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. here's the punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks who sick, this is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set him free and let him see reality from where she got a name? Is as sweet as the punch.
Association and Along Comes Mary. Yes, we're not going to really tell you the true story there, but 1966 was the year. Before that, from a year before that, 65, You've Got Your Troubles, The Fortunes, okay? So we're playing songs from the 60s. You're with Neil at the Wheel, taking you down the freeway of oldies, right here on Soundtrack of the 60s. Carl's putting some more 45s up on the turntable, and here we go. Oh, Carl, don't listen to the title of this. Let's keep doing what we're doing. But the title is Stop, Stop, Stop the Hollies, 1966.
See the girl with cymbals on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Bells of feet go ting-a-ling-a-linging, going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running from her head. Now she's dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I have to leave. Now she's moving all around the tables, luring all inside. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Over tables, spilling all the drinks. Can't they understand that I want her? Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar, throws me in the street. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop.
Hollies, 1966, Stop, Stop, Stop. Okay, that's a good one. It went forward all the way up to number 7, just like all these songs made it to number 7. Yes, they did. They sure did, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. Okay, so what do we have on next? Let's look at What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, 1966. And from Wikipedia, we learn the following. The composers had originally written What Becomes of the Brokenhearted with the intention of having the Spinners, then act on Motown's VIP label, record the tune. Jimmy Ruffin, older brother of Temptations lead singer David Ruffin, persuaded them to let him record the song, as its anguished lyric about a man lost in the misery of heartbreak resonated with the singer. Yep. Ruffin's lead vocal on the recording, augmented by the instrumentation of Motown's in-house studio band. Name of that band, everybody? Yep, you got it. The Funk Brothers. And the joint backing vocals of Motown session singers, The Originals and The Entendes. What becomes of the Brokenhearted peaked at number 7 on Billboard Hot 100 and at number 6 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues Singles Chart, as well as number 8 in England. How about that? Yep. All right. So that's the story right there with What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. Jimmy Ruffin. Here it is.